Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on William Smith Jr. William Smith Jr. is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his thoracic spinal cord on 3/21/22. Appeared he was going down a flight of stairs with a hand truck, a loaded hand truck. Appeared this was a flight of 18 stairs. Period. He did go to Hackensack Emergency Room at some later point in April. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, Hinder sends his final diagnosis to be bulging and herniated discs. Brady did not undergo any injections or surgery and completed his course of active treatment on 8/30/22. Brady admits that about a year before this incident, he hurt his back on the job in October 2021, but this was treated with physical therapy. Period. He relates his job involves unloading a trailer of 2,000 pound pallets, but he pulls them on a pallet. Period. He further relates that after the subject incident, he had a day off, Brady took Advil, and then sought care with his family physician. Brady paragraph, treatment records show he was seen at work that by Dr. Min, M-I-N-H, on 4/8/22. Period. This was an initial visit for upper back pain. They began when he was bringing down a full hand truck down some steps. But he felt some movement in his back area and pain in the area. But he reported the injury to the company, but had been working full duty since. But he did take himself to the emergency room at Hackensack Hospital, where he underwent x-rays of the thoracic spine that were normal. But he received injections of steroid and a toradol shot. But he was diagnosed with a thoracic sprain and strain. Period. He related a one-time episode of bowel incontinence. Period. He had a sensation that he needed to go and had to rush to the bathroom immediately. But he had no further episodes. Period. He denied a prior history of pain or injury to this area. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with a thoracic sprain. Period exam found a hump of the thoracic area at the base of C6-7. Period was firm but had no redness or fluctuation. Period the patient stated this as a new lump. Period was subjectively tender on palpation. Period. The patient adamantly denies this hump existed prior to 2 days earlier. Period. He was placed on modified duty and was prescribed medications. Period. He returned on 4/13/22, feeling about the same. Period. It was moderate tenderness, the palpation of the thoracic spinal region at around T2-3. Period. There was no tenderness, the palpation over the cervical and thoracic paraspinal regions. Period had full trunk active range of motion, along with flexion and lateral flexion. Period reported pain over the upper thoracic spinal region with rotation of the trunk. Period had full range of motion of the cervical spine without pain. Period. His medications were adjusted. And participated in physical therapy. Brady returned on 4/20/22 and was going to remain on modified duty. Period. New paragraph on 5/16/22. He underwent an MRI of the cervical spine and an MRI of the thoracic spine, both to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 7/5/22, he came under the spine surgical care of Dr. O'Brien. Period. His evaluation led to a diagnosis of thoracic spine pain. Period. He had a thoracic spinous ligament tear evident by his MRI, which shows increased signal intensity between the T7 and T8 spinous processes, consistent with a soft tissue injury. Period. This should heal uneventually. Period. There was also evidence of herniations at T7-8 and T8-9, but there was no significant neurocompression and therefore no treatment recommended for this. Period. It was recommended he did participate in physical therapy and was capable of working light duty. Period. His progress is monitored at WorkNet through 5/25/22. Period. At that time, Dr. O'Brien's physician assistant referred him for physical therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. O'Brien through 8/30/22. Period. He had normal range of motion of his cervical and lumbar spine. Period. At that juncture, he did not have any pain. Period. He felt the work hardening was helpful in his recovery. Period. Dr. O'Brien concluded that thoracic pain had resolved. Thoracic pain had resolved with healing of the interspinous ligament. Period. He was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Mr. Smith showed this evaluator pictures of his upper back on his phone. Period. It showed some swelling at the cervical thoracic junction posteriorly. Period. He stated this improved with injections, comma, then returned, comma, and then improved once again. Period. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower. He remained in his pants, limiting visualization and sensory testing. Period. Cervical normal. At the scratch that thoracic at approximately the T2 vertebral level, there was a slightly puffy area of soft tissue measuring approximately 2 inches by 1 inch, but there was no distinct lump, nor was this area tender to palpation. Period. He did have excess adipose folds in the thoracic region and deconditioned musculature in general. Period. Lumbosacral. Inspector revealed adipose folds, but no scars. Period. He had a normal lordotic curve. Period. We're going to defer the supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Impressions. On 3/31/22, scratch that, on 3/21/22, scratch that, on 3/31/22, Mr. Smith was going down a flight of stairs with a loaded hand truck and believes he injured his back. Period. He did not seek emergent medical treatment. Period. Sometime in April, he presented himself to the emergency room where thoracic spine x-rays were negative. But he then followed up with WorkNet and participated in physical therapy. Period. Mr. Smith insisted he developed a lump at the cervical thoracic junction only 2 days before his visit at WorkNet. Paired Dr. Min did not find this plausible. Paired, he had an MRI of the cervical and thoracic spines to be inserted here. Paired, he had physical therapy. Paired, he also was seen by spine surgeon Dr. O'Brien. Paired, as of 8/30/2022, he, Mr. Smith, had reached maximum medical improvement. Paired, his exam was normal and he had no pain. Period. He currently states he has swelling in his upper back and severe back pain that has since subsided. Period. He's not taking any anti-inflammatory or pain medication. Period. He does admit to a previous back injury in October 2021. Period. He states this involved the same level of his back that was involved with the 3/31/22 incident. Period. The paragraph, his current examination was unrevealing except for obesity and deconditioned musculature. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period, there were excess adipose folds in the thoracic and lumbar areas. Period. Provocative maneuvers in these areas were all negative. Period, he had no tenderness or spasm by palpation. Period. The paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability at the back with respect to the event in question. Period. His thoracic spine pain and ligament anomaly had resolved as of his last visit with Dr. O'Brien on 8/30/22. Period. There is, besides that, he has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. He does have some incidental disc abnormalities by MRI. Period. They were not caused, primarily aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by this subject event. Period. And that is the end.